Boy, got a newsy little newscast there.
Oh, did we?
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't listening.
Okay. There's all sorts of stuff in there.
You weren't listening.
No, I just kind of go on autopilot.
Sort of sleepwalking through it. Yeah.
Someone's suing. Yeah. Arrested. Yeah. Somebody's mad.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Hey, now, we will not be talking to Bill Flores today. Congress is not in session. He's speaking, I think, at the Offshore Technology Conference.
Yeah, he's in H-Town.
But tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
It's another day.
He'll be at the Big Brown Power Plant.
Oh, really?
Yes, he will.
How about that?
Yeah, which is timely, considering there's a little lawsuit filed.
A little dust-up.
Yeah,
dust-up. As Tom would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I was reading this, and I will confess this for the record. First of all, yes, I do pay attention during newscasts, I did not have time, or I did not take the time. I'll completely put it off on myself. I did not take the time to clean up the copy as well as I should have in this story.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how they say this is the line from the story. The suit says the company's own data shows the power plant near Fairfield violated its particulate matter limits at least 370 times in the past 3.5 years.
Right.
Asthma and other respiratory ailments are associated with particulate matter, commonly known as dirt and soot.
Really? Dirt and soot. Okay.
Particulate matter.
Well,
yeah, I realize that might be about a 10th grade term.
Yeah.
But really?
Well, you see, if you are going to elevate certain people's job descriptions,
yeah,
you can't be saying they're picking up dirt.
They're picking up particulate matter?
Exactly. Then
Captain, I've got some particulate matter on the windshield over here.
It makes you believe that position takes some sort of special training.
Yeah. They're professional particulate pickers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah, say that. Put that on a business card.
Well, suddenly a broom becomes a particulate movement device.
Yes, mm-hmm. I gotcha.
And then your dustpan becomes a particulate collection device.
Right, right. Then a trash can would become a particulate receptacle.
Or either it could be a redistribution facility.
Uh-huh.
You know? Yeah, that's once you put it in the bag and you close it and you take it and throw it someplace else, then that's redistribution.
Yeah, yeah. The trash dump is the redistribution facility.
So, then that's it.
Which means the person operating the bulldozer at the landfill.
Yes. Yeah, dump.
Would be
you don't say dump.
Would be a particulate matter redistribution specialist?
And heavy equipment operator.
Technician.
Too. Yeah, technician. Yeah, yeah. And his boss would be the director.
Supervisory.
Yeah, of particulate matter distribution.
Executive director.
No, the guy who wears the tie is the executive.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right. Director.
He's just the director. Because everybody has to be a director. I want to be a director.
Or vice president.
Can I call Ben? I want to be a director of something. Hey, man. Because he's sports director and you're news director.
Oh, let me tell you, it comes with some perks.
Oh, it does.
You get the phone calls.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, well, never mind.
Yeah. You're the one who gets the phone calls.
Like, I heard that story.
If I have to deal with the
liberal
public.
Liberal media.
Yeah, if I have to deal with the public.
Because after all, you think liberal media, we're first on your mind.
Yeah, that's it.
So... well, you're the program director, aren't you?
No, I'm not. No.
Really?
Not anymore. That's Louie. Louie's the program director.
No, we don't have a program director on the TAW.
No, on
the
TAW? On 1620, we don't. No.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, on the TAW.
They just let me come in and do what I want to do. Which is, you know, it's okay.
Well, you push the buttons in the right order. To me, that's program director.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to mention this.
You're giving him a lot of credit there, Tom.
Yeah, really. I forgot to mention this. Today is the Great American Grump Out.
Oh
really? Quit being grumpy.
I've been celebrating for 30
years. You, sir.
Yes.
Are the director of infomaniacal technology.
I like that. Distribution.
Infomaniacal sounds like some sort of psychosis.
Well, okay.
Which I guess it really
is. We may have to take that. Yeah.
Yeah.
True. So anyway, Peebo went to Bagram, huh?
In the dark of night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's never happened before.
How about that? Gee. Wait, is this an election year?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was.
That wouldn't have been a campaign stunt, would it?
No.
Because he goes to Afghanistan all the time.
Yeah. Well, and when you consider, after all, that we're withdrawing all our troops by 2014, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but he did mention that we're going to probably have some advisors there, you know. Wanted to make sure. He went there, the reason he went there, according to the White House, to reassure the Afghans that America, U.S. America, will stand by them even after the troops have left. So why did he go to Bagram? Because I'm imagining there weren't many Afghanis there. I mean, I'm just saying that. Did they televise his speech all over Afghanistan?
I was going to say, to be fair, he can't really go to Kabul.
He can't, that's true. Were people standing in front of shops on televisions saying, oh, I feel so much better because he's done this. Now.
Yeah. Okay. How'd the Afghanistan Stock Exchange do after the...
Yeah, really. So again, it was for show, but... And, you know, yes, that's right. We had another president who put on a flight suit and got on an airplane and landed on a carrier and said...
Mission accomplished.
I mean, it's you know, doesn't... We're not just getting on the president. That's, you know, he's not the first to do this and won't be the last, I'm sure. But there you go. Oh, hey.
Hey.
Another day, another poll. The Gallup Daily Tracking Poll.
Who's ahead?
The numbers from April the 26th to the 30th show that this guy is ahead. No, they're tied. Oh, they're tied. They're tied, but here's the reason it's a big story.
Why?
Is because in the same survey just last week, one guy was leading the other guy by 7 points.
Wow.
So now they're tied. That's why we don't care who the names are, because it doesn't really matter. Okay? I mean, it doesn't. Nudie Poo's out of the race. Nudie Poo's done.
Yeah.
He's finished.
He pretty much phoned it in yesterday, but he's going to make the official announcement today.
Yeah.
Right.
He's suspending his campaign.
Right. So they can keep raising money.
Yeah.
Well, and paying off bills. He's got, about $4.5 million in debt.
Yep. Well, Tiffany's deal.
Yeah.
Because she wants some more bling, I guarantee you that.
That's right. And his sugar daddy ain't giving any more money, is
right.
he?
Yeah.
Reckon she's high maintenance.
Oh, man.
Because we know he is.
She's blingable. Yeah, I don't think there's much doubt about that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there's any doubt about that.
I mean, she followed him around the country for, 8 months?
Yeah.
And smiled.
Elizabeth Warren, we don't know her. She's running for the Democrat, as a Democrat for that U.S. Senate seat that Scott Brown won up in Massachusetts. She's in a little bit of hot water.
What'd she do?
Well, seems that Ms. Warren and Harvard Law School were touting her Native American lineage when they listed her.
Because Warren sounds like a Native American
name. Of course.
Name.
Well, they listed her as a minority professor from 1986 to 1995. A minority professor.
Uh-huh.
Well, she's 132nd Cherokee.
Well, aren't we all?
Hey, I think I'm that.
Yeah. I was going to say, that pretty much makes it her great-great-great-grandmother. Uh-huh. But, you know, aside from that, though, I know that she is in touch with the Native American issues.
My great-grandmother was Cherokee Indian, and if that qualifies, then, buddy, I want some payback on some college debt.